flashback, 2008. It's about to get weird. Or at least that's what Roswell would presume us to believe. They keep showing us this goddamn commercial where they're just like, weird things happen in Roswell, and nothing weird is yet to happen. I mean, unless you want to count the fact that these aliens are there, but we've already full-on accepted the fact that aliens...
Yeah, that's just the premise. We expect that.
Aliens are part of our lives here in Roswell. If they're not, then it's not what I signed up for. So... they did this flashback at the beginning, and it's supposed to be, like, 2008, which I guess is when her sister died. Mm-hmm. And they were in high school, which is funny because Zeph was also in high school in 2008. But I digress. So, her sister, Rosa, is, like, the most emotional bitch to ever exist, it seems like. You remember she was telling Liz at the beginning? She was just like, you have to protect your heart. You have to build up this armor to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because you were about to be like, who hurt you? And as soon as you said that, that's exactly what Liz said. Exactly. She was like, who hurt you?
And she went off and it's like, honey, do you need help?
It's true. She was, because she's only fucking 16 too. And it's just like, why are you so fucking emo? Honestly, if they would have made her emo, I feel like that would have been a little bit more believable. Like, 2008 was a great time to be emo. And they were trying to make her grunge, and I'm just like, grunge in the desert? No, emo in the desert. That's believable. I just want to let you know, that's the full extent of believability.
Yeah.
I'm willing to suspend.
We were also definitely wrong about some of the things that happened in different episodes. Because I'm looking now, and, is Isabel testing her powers happened in this episode? Not you know the what? First one?
It's whatever.
Or not the first one, but the episode two?
It's whatever. People, like, if people have been listening to this, they've been kind of, I guess, watching.
I hope so.
They'll figure it out. You'll figure it the fuck out. That's all I gotta say.
I saw the episode, the next two episode titles. Which are Don't Speak and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh boy, what fresh hell are we
buckle
in for?
Kids, we're in for a doozy.
So in this episode, you know, Liz is going around still trying to figure out shit about her sister because she's obsessed with it at this point.
Yes.
Her dad has a fucking stroke.
He sure does.
They talk about churro pancakes.
Yeah.
They don't talk about sausage pancakes, they talk about churro pancakes.
Because they don't talk anymore.
Yeah, that's their whole thing, I guess. Which, I mean, I guess is fair. Her ass just full-on hightailed it out of town.
She did, yeah.
And apparently never comes back. Does not really talk to her dad, I guess. She's a horrible daughter.
Truly.
But, she's trying to make it right by figuring out more about her sister's mysterious death years later, which is, I don't even know how many years. Is it supposed to be like 10 or something, I guess?
I think so, yeah.
It seems like 10. I mean,
like, they had a high school reunion. You don't have that like 3 years after you graduate, you know?
That is true. I think it was 10. So, I mean, they're just doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Her dad's just having a cardiac arrest? Yeah, I was gonna say embolism, but I was like, that's not right.
Yeah, at least according to Wikipedia, it says cardiac arrest.
Yeah, and then he goes to the hospital.
Also, apparently his name is, I am gonna butcher
Arturo?
This.
Arturo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arturo.
I feel like there's probably a different way of pronouncing it, but I don't know.
That's like Spanish for Arthur.
Great.
So, he's in the hospital, and the thing is the hospitals ain't doing so great because Max decided to, like, disperse energy and blow all the goddamn grids, and they're running on generators, and they're like, people are dying!
I feel like this hospital should have better generators, just...
I guess,
just in my opinion.
He really knocked it. I guess he really fucked up the power grid. So,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
They were showing signs of the, or not signs, pictures of the actual Transformers are just, like, these same scorch marks on all of these Transformers. And I'm like, that's weird, but okay. Yeah. I'm like, the exact same one? That doesn't seem probable.
Yeah.
But, I guess I just have to suspend my disbelief and listen to whatever he has to tell me because the power grids are off.
Yeah.
And, you know, Max feels super guilty. He's like, I'm a very broody, emotional alien who
That's his constant state of being.
It really is.
That hasn't changed from the original.
It's very boring.
It is. It gets very old very quick. We've gotten over our Twilight phase.
Yes. It's like, at this point, I'm just like, you're being too emotional. I need you to, like, sack up or something.
Yeah. Which is, like, they took the whole passive nature of the original show and just went way the opposite direction with it.
Yeah.
It's like meet in the middle.
Honestly, that's probably why it's probably why Liz doesn't want to fuck him.
Yeah.
And to which, at this point, I'm just like, understandable.
I mean, she said in this episode that she's terrified of him, which, like, valid. Homeboy's a little crazy right now. He did actually hurt her in the previous episode.
Yes, and he has also continuously professed his love to her, and he's an alien. We don't know how he's gonna fucking react if you say, like, I like you, but, like, not like that, or I don't like...
Sorry, I just like you as a friend.
And then he just blows up your town.
Jesus.
Him and his other alien friends.
Shuts all the power off.
You know what? Now I feel that she has a valid reason to be a little scary. Hope you guys
don't like AC.
I think now she has a valid reason to be at least a little scared.
Yeah, just a teeny bit.
Yeah. But, you know, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. I will give her I will give validity to a little bit of her actions at this point. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are all very strange, though.
Yeah.
She's been a very weirdly reactive character this entire time. Mm-hmm. Where you're just like, I mean, I guess you could do those things. I think I was just most surprised by the fact that she was just like, I'm horny, I'm gonna fuck Kyle. It's like, should you?
As a coping mechanism, some people just have to do that to cope.
I guess. I mean, Max was doing the same thing. He was like...
Yeah, he also was, yeah.
He's like, Liz doesn't love me. I'm gonna fuck Jenna Igeos. And then she's all, like, into
the
it and
second
stuff.
Liz comes back, he's like, never mind, Liz. Never mind, Liz. I love you. I've always loved you.
I've always loved you, Liz. Jenna's just like, you were just having sex with me last night. And she's like, okay, but I love
literally,
Liz.
While on a date with Jenna. Yeah. Liz, I love you. And I wish I was making a joke, but I'm not. That actually happened.
I wish he would do that. Like, she would just be, like, walking by. Like, Liz, I love you.
Liz, I still love you.
That would make this a lot more fun.
In that voice.
Honestly, you know what? That's what I need from a show. I need, like, really dramatic things to happen, but then also the execution is super comedic.
Yeah. That's the best kind.
That would be the best kind of show.
Where, like, you know how sometimes the tension's really high and they just, like, cut it in half?
Yeah.
By, like, a stupid moment like that.
Yeah. Like, someone has diarrhea.
Yeah, it's what I need. More diarrhea in Roswell, 2K19.
Or, alternatively, just more alien shit.
Very true.
I haven't even seen a spaceship. I'm mad! I've seen very shitty effects and very sad, broody aliens. Even the gay alien isn't drawing my attention. And they're trying with him. They're really trying. They're just like, Michael is gay. And he's, like, trying to get it in with this amputee. And this amputee's just like, hey, my dad's
you're a
government agent.
My dad said I can't hang out with people who smoke weed.
That was... My dad said I can't hang out with losers. You're a loser. That was actually kind of the funniest part to
it
me.
Was, yeah.
Like, the dad, he was just like, he was basically like, I'm gay, and the dad was just like, I don't care, I just don't want you to be hanging out with losers.
Yeah.
It's like, we are of a certain class, and it seems like you're hanging out with someone who lives in a goddamn trailer. That we classism. Just bought the line of. I love classism. Classism and aliens. See, that's why I think that whole, like, fucking royalty thing is gonna come in. I feel like that'll be really ridiculous. Either that or it'll be, like, a political, like, an alien political figure or something like that.
I hope so.
Like, you were, they were on a diplomat, they were on, like, a diplomatic airship and it fucking crashed. Can you imagine?
Can you believe?
Oh, yeah! I totally forgot about it. I completely forgot about, maybe, I think that was this episode.
I wanna believe.
Where they
I wanna believe. Chad, I wanna believe.
They kept trying to squeeze that line in so much. They were just like, I want to believe. While there was, like,
there was, like, definitely one scene where, like, they said, I want to believe at least three times in one, like, monologue.
In one, only one monologue, too. It wasn't, like, multiple sentences. It was one whole monologue. That's just, they're not really trying with the show. I was going to say, they're really trying. They're not.
They're not.
It's.
I feel like it's, like, of a team of, like, 30 people, like, two of them are trying and no one else cares.
I think the only two that are, there's only two people who are actually paying attention, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
The rest of them are just, like, playing tetherball in the back and they're just, like, shouting things.
Script to someone for our view? Seems good.
I guess. They just brought out the cucumber water. I can't. Yeah, this was the episode where she decided to accuse the dad, Kyle's dad.
J'accuse?
Yeah. She's like, Kyle's dad did it. Affair
avec my sister. Mom.
Are you doing French right now?
I'm attempting. I'm making an attempt. I'm trying about as much as they do.
Hey, this is New Mexico. We speak Spanish or nothing else.
Well, I don't know shit about Spanish, so look. But j'accuse is a fun phrase, Chad.
I don't know the word for it in Spanish, but I know how to say I'm going to kill you.
Of course you do.
It was like a weird thing I definitely asked. I was just like, hey, how do I say I'm going to kill you?
Well, one of my old phrases to say back when I was taking French in hashtag high school, so keep the high school in mind when I say this, but my favorite phrase was, I ate the children. Specifically past tense.
Like, I ate.
And it's still one of the only phrases I can still say.
The only one I can really remember is, I need to go to the bathroom, or where's the bathroom at?
I don't even know if I remember that.
Hey, those are the things that you need to remember. You're like, I need to know how to say, where the fuck's the bathroom?
Well, at least I know how to say, I ate the children.
Which will come in such handy when you're trying to give yourself an alibi in French court.
What were you doing at this time? Oh, I was eating
children. I ate the children.
The children.
They're like, excuse me?
What would you like for dinner? I ate the children. Well, moving on. It gets quieter each time.
Well, moving on from that.
I ate the children. Was there anywhere to move to?
There wasn't. I'm sorry. I seemed so adamant about that. I was just like, let's move on.
Moving on to the end. Goodbye.
All we know is that Kyle handed up the sheriff's files. And there was... Honestly, this was a very boring episode because the most interesting thing... This was another one of those episodes where they were trying to build off of the romantic tension and that was, like, the main crux. Yeah, because the rest of the storyline they were trying to tell was, like, really boring. Other than, like, Isabel tried to use her powers again. She used them on Maria. And... Because, you know, this is one of those times where we feature Maria and nothing happens because we're bored. And Isabel, I guess, has a goddamn seizure as well. So everyone's just fucking convulsing on the floor.
Yeah, everyone's having a rough time. Drinking that nail polish remover in an attempt to recover.
See, the thing is I don't understand what the nail polish remover is supposed to do.
Because he was like, he was trying to get drunk. And she's like, oh, you're trying to get drunk? And he holds up the nail polish remover. And he's like, yeah, I am. So, like, I'm like, oh, okay, it's something they get drunk off of. But then it was like she has a seizure or whatever, and they're like, here, drink this, as if it will heal her. So I'm like, what what does this do?
Hey, did you just have a seizure? Do you want a shot?
Can you imagine if alcohol was also a health potion? Like, you could get drunk and also feel better? Can you imagine? Is that not what calf medicine is?
I want to believe.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe... I fucking wish. Honestly, that's the opposite of what alcohol is. It is full-on poison.
It's true.
We go to stores. We pick out which poison we like the best.
That's the human way.
It's like so weird.
One of my favorite things about plants and like evolution is that a bunch of plants have evolved to avoid being eaten. For example, peppers evolved to be spicy, so people don't want to eat them because it hurts to eat peppers, right? And then humans come along and be like, delicious, hot, ow, yes, and eat them more.
We love masochism.
Same for the mustard plant. That plant specifically evolved to taste like that to ward off being eaten, and humans are like, yum, condiment.
I love it. I love this concept.
And that's my favorite thing, because it's so on brand for the human race. This is literal poison, not too good to eat. Yes, give me more!
I love masochism.
I love the pain.
How delightful. I love that. I love this story. Yeah, we still just... That's really all we're trying to do. We're trying to figure out what the fuck the limitations of these... Like, we need to know what these aliens' abilities are. What's the full extent? How do they use them? Why do they like nail polish remover? All we know is that Max discharges electromagnetic waves, I guess.
Which I still don't see how that fits into like resurrecting people.
I don't either. This is where sci-fi bullshit comes in. It doesn't make any sense. So he can release electromagnetic waves, blow out transformers and shit, I guess. So, you know, watch out, Michael Bay movies.
Watch out, world. Here he comes.
Isabel can access the dream dimension, I guess. I don't know what she can do.
And Michael seduces people, I guess.
Who knows what his thing is? He just, like, pushes things around. It seems like he just mostly has telekinesis, I guess. They don't explain. They're like, all of them have different abilities. I'm like, this is stupid.
From some things I've accidentally found online, I do think telekinesis is a thing, so.
Well, we'll find out more when we accidentally go further into the Wikipedia page.
Don't Google the fandom wiki if you don't want spoilers. I've learned the hard way.
And with that, we conclude another episode. Join us next time. We'll be watching more Roswell, where hopefully
more of this hot garbage.
Yes, hopefully things will either get weird or at least slightly more interesting.
Hot, steaming garbage.
At this point, someone needs to get shot. Like, Rosa needs to just grab a gun and shoot anyone.
Rosa!
Yes.
Rosa comes back from the dead. Shoot someone. God, I hope that happens.
Suddenly the show is 10
That's
times
worse. That's the drama I need from a garbage show.
They're just like all this. In a room together. She just grabs a gun and shoots wildly and sees what happens. I would love that. But anyway, tune in next time. As always, thanks for listening.
Gucci.
Gucci.